The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The West calls it an invasion, but the reaction so far among the locals to the Russian troops in Ukraine's Crimea region?
They're welcome here as liberators.
More after this from Charlie. Some people think that Vladimir Putin is trying to reassemble the old Soviet Union. Here's Representative Mike Rogers of Michigan on Fox News Sunday.
I think this is the most important territory to Putin himself. And there's an old expression that Russia without the Ukraine is a country and Russia with the Ukraine is an empire.
But whatever the reason for the invasion, Jeff McCausland, CBS News military consultant, doubts that Ukraine wants a fight.
The Ukrainian government is quite weak. Their military forces are quite weak. Absent some kind of a miscalculation, I don't think they want to get into a full-scale war.
Which has U.S. officials feeling that they have to somehow stick up for the little guy. The problem is, which little guy? Western Ukraine may be amenable to joining Europe's orbit, but Eastern Ukraine worries that trading with Europe would undermine its local industries. And among the Ukrainians who overthrew the Russian-backed president are some ultra-right groups which would make awkward allies, to say the least. So for now, it doesn't appear that we're going to be rushing to the rescue. Instead, Secretary of State Kerry on CBS News Face the Nation seemed to be trying to shame Putin by pointing out that invasions are so two centuries ago.
You just don't, in the 21st century, behave in 19th century fashion by invading another country on completely trumped-up pretext.
So it looks like our reaction is going to be limited to what the diplomats call serious repercussions, which at this point means possibly canceling the upcoming G8 meeting, which, by the way, was going to be in Sochi. And after they'd gone to so much trouble to fix the toilets. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.